few weeks ago, you visited a maturation center. You were measured, sampled, and asked your direction. According to our record, you chose non-military.
Of course, if our records are mistaken, or if you wish to change your life direction, do not sign this form. Call us immediately. If non-military remains your choice, then what follows is your two-year alternative service direction.
Dean Byrne. I was in Vietnam in 69 and 70. I was Special Forces. I was NCOIC of the Security Force at the headquarters compound for a period of time, and then I went to Mobile Strike Force and started going out in the jungle. While I was working with the security detachment, I had a lot of time off, a lot of extra time, and the helicopter company that supported us was short-handed. And so I ended up flying every other day for 7 weeks as a mining job. Door gunner. I think we ought to have been there. I think they should have not tied our hands behind our backs with all the stupid-ass restrictions. If they'd have done what they'd done in World War II, of course that applies to Korea too, if they'd have done what they did in World War II and said, okay, politicians got you into it, the world situation put you there, clean it up and come home. We'd have been home, and I wouldn't have been there in 69 because there wouldn't have been any war going on. It'd have been over in 67. Hanoi and Haiphong would have ceased to exist because we'd have bombed them into oblivion, and the war would have been over. Because in the early stages, they didn't have good anti-aircraft defenses, they didn't have air raid shelters. A mass B-52 strike on Hanoi would very probably have killed off half the military and the government. The war would have been over. important what they did where they were at, but it really doesn't compare or have any bearing on what you're representing for what you're doing.